Today's daf, we will be doing Chagiga, daf Yud Beis. We left off about 15 lines down from the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Today's daf, we'll be focusing mostly on creation, on heavenly spheres, on very Kabbalistic deep ideas, much of which are beyond our comprehension. We will do the best to go through the Gemara as simply as possible, acknowledging that it's very hard to know what many of the statements in the Gemara are really referring to. So says the Gemara, "V'amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Asar Dvarim Nivru Biyom Rishon." There are 10 things that are created, that were created on day one of creation. Veluhin, and these are them: Shamayim Va'aretz, heaven and earth; Tov Vavo, which we'll see what that means; Or V'Choshech, light and darkness; Ruach U'Mayim, wind and water; Midas Yom U'Midas Laila, and the length of day and length of night, which Rashi says means the 12 hours of day, the 12 hours of night, aka the 24 hours. Interestingly, you know, many of us have heard in terms of trying to explain aging and fossils about how perhaps some suggest that the days of creation, each day perhaps was a million years, but Rashi here seems very clear that even the 7 days or 6 days of creation were each only 24-hour periods, and therefore you'd have to come up with some other explanation as to how to explain aging. Shemayim Va'aretz, how do I know that Shemayim Va'aretz were created on day one? Dichsiv, Bereishis Bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim Va'es Aretz, Tov Vavo, Dichsiv, Va'aretz Haisa So Vavo, Or V'choshech, V'choshech Dichsiv, V'choshech Al Pnei Tahom, Or Dichsiv, V'yomer Elokim Yihi Or. So all these psukim are on day one, and refer to these things being created. Ruach U'mayim, Dichsiv, V'ruach Elokim Rachefes Al Pnei Hamayim. So you see, Ruach and Mayim were also created on day one. Midas Yom Midas Laila, Dichsiv, Vayi Erev Vayi Boker Yom Echad. So you see that the Erev and the Boker, which are not just referring to light and darkness, but rather referring to the time of day and time of night, those were all also created on day one. So Tana, first wide line. Tohu, what does it mean, Tohu? Kav Yaruk, it's a green line. Shemakif is Kol Olam Kulo, that surround the entire world. Shemimena Yatza Choshech La'olam. And from that green line emanates darkness to the entire world. Shenemar Yashes Choshech Sisro Sivivosov. So Rashi and Tosfos both explain that when it's referring to Choshech, it says Sivivosov. So it sounds like there's Sivivosov, Sukaso, there's this green, or this line, this kav, that encircles the entire world with its darkness. What's Bohu? Says the Gemara, Elu Avanim Hamefulmos Hamishukaos Bitahom. They're moist rocks that are deep into the earth. And from them, Shemehen Yotzin Mayim. From them emerged water. Shenemar Venata Alav Kav Tohu. You see that from planted from them, the Kav is Tohu, that little line of darkness. V'avne Vohu. So you see, Vohu refers to these moist stones. Says the Gemara of Or Biyom Rishon Ivri, you're telling me that light was created on day one? V'haksiv, V'yiteno sam Elokim b'raki ha-shamayim, uksiv v'yer v'yiboker yom rivi'i. It says that God installed the luminaries, the sun, the moon, into the sky on day four. So how can you tell me that he created light on day one? So says the Gemara, Ella k'der b'lazar, tam b'lazar, Or shabara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Rishon, Adam Tzofa Bo Misofa Olam V'Ad Tzofa. Really, the sun and the moon, the light, actual light that we know of as light, was created on day four. What does it mean that God created light on day one? It was a very special light. This light that God created, a person would be able to see through this light from one end of the world to the next. Kimot Shinstakel HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'dor HaMabel B'dor HaFlaga. Once God realized, hard to understand what this means. Obviously, God knows everything. But once he contemplated that there'd be generations very soon after creation that would be so destructive, that their actions would be so destructive, and essentially they wouldn't be worthy of such a light, Amad v'ginzu mehen. He put this light in storage. Shenemnar v'yimana mirishoyim oram. That he withheld this light from Rishayim. Ulumi Ganzu, who is he storing it for? Who will be ultimately meriting to experience the bask in this light? Latzadikim lasid lavo, the righteous in the world to come. Shenemar v'yarl kim as or ki tov, the light is good. So it connects light to something called tov. Ve'in tov el tzadik shenemar imru tzadik ki tov. So the or is ki tov. It's reserved for tov, for the tzadik. Kivan shara or shegadzul tzadikim, once this amazing spiritual light saw that it was reserved for tzadikim, so miyad samech, the light itself became happy. Shenemar or tzadikim yismach, that the light for tzadikim became happy. Now, whether the light on day one, the or that was created, was just the regular sunlight, or whether it was the special light, that's actually kitanayim, machlokes tanayim, because we see or shavar kosh baruch hu biyom rishon adam tzofo mabed bo misof olam yad tzofo. Yaakov says the light on day one was a special light that a person could see from one end of the world to the next. No, this was the regular sun, the moon, the regular luminaries were created on day one. So what about that pasuk that told us that Hashem created them on day four? He created the sun on day one, but didn't suspend it in the sky and install it in its proper place until day four. Good. Amar of Zotra Bartovia Amar Rav. Biasara Dvarim Nivra Olam. With 10 midos, with 10 attributes, the world was created. Bechachma, which Rashi explains, is just general wisdom, a person who knows what he learns. Ubetvuna, which is a person who can understand something new. Says Rashi, Shu mevin davar chadash mipilpul chachmaso. It's almost to derive something new from that which one's learned. Ubedaas, which Rashi says, yishuv, to resolve contradictions. Bekoach, ubegaara, begvura, betzedek, ubemishpat. So the Gemara now will proceed to quote Psukim to explain all 10 of these midos. Bechachma b'tvuna. How do we know the world was created in Bechachma b'tvuna? Dichsev, Hashem bechachma yasar aretz, konein shamayim b'tvuna. So you see, Hashem essentially laid the foundation of the world with chachma and the sky with tvuna. Bidas, dichsev, bidato tohomos nivku. Through his das, the lower parts of the earth were created. Bekoach ugvura, dechsiv, mechen harim bekocho, he prepared the mountains with his koach, nezar begvura, and he adorned himself with gvura. Bega'ara, dechsiv, amudei shamayim rofafu, the pillars of the heavens trembled, vismahu miga'ara so, and they were perplexed from his screaming, from God's koach of ga'ara. But tzedek u'mishpat, dechsiv, tzedek u'mishpat, machon kisecha. Tzedek and mishpat are connected to Hashem's throne. Bechesed u'berachamim, dechsiv, zichor rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha, ki me'olam heima. So you see, rachamim and chesed are connected to the creation of the world. Good. V'yomar of Yehuda Amarav, b'sha'a shemar ha-kadosh baruch hu ha-olam, hayam marchim ha-holich k'shtei peko'o shel shesi. Hashem, when he created the world, was expanding the world almost like two threads of yarn that they keep going and expanding. So essentially the world was going on a path trajectory that it was never going to essentially say, okay, this is the world. Ad shagar b'akash baruch hu v'hamido, until Hashem let out a scream and stopped the world from expanding. Shenemar amudei shamayim rofafu v'yismahu miga'ar aso. The world was expanding until God screamed and it stopped. What does it mean God is the God of Shakai, which is one of God's names? Shakai could be a contraction of God saying, Shenemar dai, that God said enough. So this alludes to the fact that when the world was expanding in the times of creation, God put a stop to it by screaming and saying, okay, this is enough. Same thing. When God was creating the oceans, also the oceans were constantly expanding until God screamed and dried out the ocean. That God screamed for the ocean and it dried up. And then all the rivers also ceased to expand. Tanu Rabbanan. Bishamai says, in the order of heaven and earth, which one was created first? Bishamai says, that the heaven was created first, followed by the earth, Shenamar, Bereshis bara Elokim, Es HaShamayim, Ves HaAretz. So in the Pasuk, Shamayim comes before Aretz. So Beis Hillel Omrim, Eretz Nivras Tchila, the land comes first, Ve'achar Kach Shamayim, and only afterwards heaven, Shenamar, B'yom Asos HaShem, Elokim, Eretz V'Shamayim. In that Pasuk, Eretz comes first. So Amar Lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shamay, Beis Hillel says to Beis Shamay, L'divrei Echem, according to you who says the heaven was created first, Adam bona aliyah v'yakach bona bayis. Does a person, when he's constructing a house, build the second floor, build the attic, and only then the first floor? Shenemar, obviously not. And Shenemar, the pasuk says, Abonisha b'shamayim aliyosav v'gudosol aretz yasda. The pasuk compares the sky to almost an attic, a second floor of a house, and the aretz to a yasda, to the foundation of the house. So how could it be that God would create the heavens, which is the second floor, before the aretz, which is the first floor? Amalim Beishamah li Beis Hillel. Beishamah says to Beis Hillel, who said that Aretz came first. L'divreichem, Adam osa shrafraf, v'rachach osa kisei. Would a person make a footstool, an ottoman, something used to, for one's feet to stand on, and then make the chair? Shenemar, ka'amar Hashem, hashamayim kisei. Clearly you make the chair first, and then, based on where your feet will land, you put in the footstool afterwards. And this pasuk compares the Shamayim to the actual chair of God, and the Aretz is only the footstool of God. So it would make sense that God would create the heavens first, this chair, and only afterwards the Aretz. The Chacham Momrim, they have a third opinion. Zevezeka achas neiru. Shemayim va'aretz were created at the same time. Shenemar af yada yasda aretz vimini tevcha shemayim koran yaleim yamdu yachdov. So when the pasuk is referring to aretz and shemayim, at the end of the day, God says, I was yamdu, I installed them yachdov together. V'idach b'sham v'es hillel, ma yachdov. What do they say yachdov means? It means delo mishtalfi mehadadi. It means that once shemayim and aretz were put into place, albeit in whatever order Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel think they were put in place, at the end of the day, now that they're there together, they don't leave each other. So you can never have Shemayim without Aretz and Aretz without Shemayim. That's what means Yamdu Yachdam. Once they're there together to stay. They're partners for life. Says the Gemara, Mikol Makom Kashu Kraya Adadi. So at the end of the day, Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel can hold their different opinions, but you have a Stira and Psukim. Because Beis Shammah's Pasuk is very clear that you had Bereshis bara Elokim Asher Shemayim v'Asa Aretz. Shemayim came first. And yet in Beis Hillel's Pasuk, you had the fact that Aretz comes first. So what is it? So Amar Reish Lakish. No, here's how you resolve it. Kishin Nivru bara Shemayim v'Acha Aretz. When God created these concepts, He created the Shemayim, the heavens first, and only afterwards He created the land. However, Ukishen Nata, there's a difference between creating them and installing them in their proper locations. When He created them, it was the heavens first. But when He installed them, Nata Aretz, Biyakak Nata Shamayim, and then He installed the heavens. Now, it's interesting machlokas here between Bisham and Beis Hillel about what was created first. What's this machlokas really about? So I saw the Sefer Daf al Daf, he quotes that there's another machlokas Rishonim in general about how do we view the creation of the heaven. Is the heaven an independent creation, or is it only here to serve us? Because we know that we are the Bria, the earth, even though there are many other planets, there are many other constellations, earth is where it's at, we are serving God. But the Rambam in the Devar Nevuchim says, we can't say that the heaven was only created to serve earth. We're such a small portion of the world. So rather, heavens is an independent creation. And that's Beis Shammai's opinion, that heaven was created first because heaven is not there just to serve us. There's a bigger world out there more than earth. However, Beis Hillel holds, like the Sefer HaIkrim. The Sefer HaIkrim says that everything in the entire Bria is all for us. It's all created for the earth, for mankind. And therefore, when Beis Hillel says Aretz Tchila, he means that the Aretz is where it's at. That the Aretz, the land, the earth, is the essential component of creation, and anything that was created afterwards was there simply to serve the earth. So that could be possibly the machlokes between Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel as to whether the earth was created first or whether the heaven was created first. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Oh, so then the Gemara says, Shamayim. My Shamayim. So once we talked about the Shemayim, why do we call the heavens Shemayim? Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Shesham Mayim, because there is water. So Shemayim is a contraction of Sham. There, Mayim is water. As we know that there was at times of creation, God had to split the waters. There was lower waters, there was upper waters. So in the Shemayim is where the upper waters, the Mayim Elyonim, reside, and that's essentially why it's called Shemayim. Sham Mayim, there is the upper waters. Masisa Tana, Ish Umayim. No, another opinion is that it's called Shemayim because it's Ish Umayim. In the heavens, there is fire and water. Melamed Shevina Kadosh Baruch Hu V'tarfan Zebezeh. He combined the fire and the water, almost like at the times of Makas Barad. V'yasa Mehen Rakia. And through this fusion of fire and water was created the upper heavens, the what we know as the Rakia, the firmament. Shal Rabbi Yishmael as Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Kiva when they were walking on the road. Amar lei, Atasha Shimashta es Nachamish Gamzu Chafei Shana. You, Rabbi Kiva, you served Nachamish Gamzu as a Talmud for 22 years. Shahedorish kol Esen Shabbatorah. And we know that Nachamish Gamzu was one of several Mefarshim that every time the Torah says the word S, which is really almost like an extra letter, they would expound that the S is coming to teach us something unique. So Nachamish Gamzi, who did that, what about Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaAretz? Mahai Darsh Behen. The phrase Es HaShemayim Ve'Es HaAretz, how did Nachamish Gamzi expand the S in both of those places? So Amar Leir, Rikiva said the following. Ilu Nemar Shemayim Ve'Aretz, if the Pasuk left out the Esim and just said Shemayim Ve'Aretz, Haisi Omer, I would have said, Shemayim Ve'Aretz, Shmosam Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the pasuk just said it's Elokim, so if it's Elokim Shemayim Va'aretz, it sounds like God's name is Shemayim Va'aretz. Achshav Shenemar Es Shemayim Ve'Es Aretz. Now we know Shemayim Shemayim Mamish Aretz Aretz Mamish. So the S is coming to point out that the Aretz and Shemayim are literally the heaven and the earth, not to be confused with any type of name of God Himself. Says the Gemara. Well, if that's the case, I understand why you have Es HaShemayim. Now we're turned over to Yudbeiz and Rebeiz. But Es HaAretz Lamali. But the second S seems to be redundant because the first S would already exclude from my thought the fact that these are names of God. So why do I need the second S? Says the Gemara, Lahakdim Shemayim LaAretz. Because if I would have had Es HaShemayim VaAretz, now there's no separation between Shemayim and Aretz, and I wouldn't have known which one was really created first, because when you put two things next to each other, it's almost like random. Says Rashi, Efshir Likro Shnei Shemos Ka'achas. Of course, you have to put something first, but it's not clear which one was created first. Therefore, you put the S between the Shemayim and the Aretz to indicate that Shemayim was created first, followed by Aretz. Va'aretz Haisa Tova Vohu. So then the Aretz was Tohu Vavohu. So after it said the Shemayim was created, then the Aretz, then the next pasuk goes on to describe that the land was Tohu Vavohu. Says Gemara Michti, Bashamayim Aschil Vareisha. The first pasuk started that said Shemayim, heaven was created first. So the pasuk began with Shemayim. So Maishta Dekha Chashiv Maisa Aretz. So why in the next pasuk does it begin to detail the functions or the attributes of the Aretz? If we started with Shemayim, let's detail Shemayim first. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Mashal Malach Basar Vadam. Let's compare it to an analogy to a king of mortal flesh and blood. Sha'amar La Vadav, Hishkimu Lepischi. He told his servants, tomorrow morning I want you to get up early and come to my palace. Hishkimu Matzah, next morning he gets up and he finds Nashim Va Nashim. He doesn't find just his servants there, he finds a lot of common folk there as well. So Lemimisha Be'ach, who does he praise as getting up early to be there? He's going to praise not just his servants, because that was a command, that was an order. Of course they were going to get up. But what about the regular men and women who didn't have to wake up this early to greet him, and yet nevertheless did? So what's the nimshal? So Rashi says that the concept of Shamayim, of heaven, is related to Zrizus, relates to Mihirus. We think of heaven, we think of jumping, we think of quickness, we think of malachim. Aretz is stagnant. Aretz is misunim. It's slow. That's the earth we live on is a slower place. So the chiddush is the fact that Shemayim Aretz, that Aretz in a certain sense was created so close to Shemayim, and even though it has the general nature of being slow, was had the alacrity to be created right away. So in the merit, in the zechus, we reward Kavayachol the Aretz for being so quick at the times of creation that we detail the functions and the attributes of the Aretz immediately afterwards, even though we started with Shamayim as a way of rewarding the Aretz for going against its nature, which again could apply to us as well, that we live on the Aretz. We do have, we acknowledge we have tendencies towards being slow, towards being lazy, but when we overcome that, that's something that we are rewarded for. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Oy lehem lebrios, sheroos, ve'ino yodos, ma hein roos. What was to us, to the creation, that we see? We don't even know what we're seeing. Omdos, ve'yodos, al ma shein omdos. We're standing on things, or things are on top of other things, and have no idea what they're actually on top of. For example, ha'aretz al ma omedes, what is the earth, what is the land on, supported by? Al ha'amudim, on pillars. Shenemar ha'margiz aretz b'mkoma, v'amudeha yispaltzun, that you said the aretz is in its place, and the pillars are split, but you, the pillars are supporting the aretz. And what are the pillars on? Amudim al hamayim. Amudim, the pillars are on top of water. Shemar l'roka ha'aretz al hamayim. So the roka ha'aretz, the pillars of the land, are on top of the water. Mayim al harim, the water is on top of the mountains. Shemar al harim yamdu mayim. The pillars, the mountains are on top of the water. Sorry, the water is on top of the mountains. Harim, what are the mountains on top of? Beruach, wind. Shenamar ki hine yotzer harim ubori ruach. You have the harim, and then below that was created the wind. And ruach, what's the wind supported by? Besa'ara. Besa'ara, a big storm. Shenamar ruach sa'ara oseh devaro. You see that the ruach is supported by the sa'ara. And sa'ara, what's the storm suspended on? Or what is the sa'ara resting on? Teluya bizroo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's on the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the arm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar mitachas ro'os olam. So essentially, everything in the world is resting on God. And woe is to us that we don't realize that we see things in the world, and okay, that's the aretz. That's everything we see looks like it is in isolation. We should realize that everything really fundamentally is being supported and sustained every single moment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chacham Momrim al Yud Beis Amudim Omedes, that the world, the Aretz, stands on 12 pillars. Shenemar Yitzav Gevulos Amim Lemisra Bnei Yisrael, that the Gevulos Amim are standing on the number of Bnei Yisrael. So we generally say that the Misra Bnei Yisrael refers to the tribes of Israel, the sons of Yaakov Avinu, which are the Shvatim, and they, we know they were 12. V'yesh Omrim, and some say al Shiva Amudim, that the world, the Aretz rests on 7 pillars. Shenemar Chatzveha Amudeha Shiva. The Amudeha are 7. Relezer ben Shemua Omer al Omer Echad, the Aretz rests on 1 pillar, Bitzadik Shemo. Again, this, none of this is really necessarily to be taken literally. And the pillar the world rests on is the Tzadik. Shenemar Bitzadik Yisod Olam. Really, a Tzadik supports the world. We don't realize the Koach, the power that a Tzadik has. The Gemara in many places tells us that certain magefas could be completely eliminated or wouldn't come into the world if a certain tzaddik was alive. That there's certain tzaddikim that literally the foundation of the world rests on them. Amar Bihuda, Shnei Rakimim. Now, we're going to discuss right now how many levels of heaven there are. So according to Bihuda, there are only 2 levels of heaven. Shneamar, Hei Lashem Elokecha, for Hashem there is, Hashemayim, number 1, Ushmei Hashemayim. And the Shmei Hashemayim is the second level of heaven. Rish Lakish Amar Shiva. There are 7 levels of heaven, and the rest of the Amid we're going to enumerate and explain, expound upon the 7 levels of heaven. Ve'iluhin, Vilon, Rakia, Shchakim, Zvul, Ma'on, Machon, and Arvos. And now we're going to go one by one explaining these 7 heavens. So the first heaven, according to Rish Lakish, is Vilon. What happens in Vilon? Eno Mishamish Kum. Nothing really happens. El Nichna Shachris, V'yotzi Arvis. It comes in the morning, it leaves at night. Rashi explains this means that It comes in the morning into the world, and you can see its light. And at night, it leaves the world, and you can't see its light, and the world is dark. And it rejuvenates, it renews every single day of creation. Shenemar hanote kedok shamayim v'yismachem ko'ohel la shaves. So that's the first level, which is seemingly the lowest level of heaven. That's Vilum. Rakia, number two. What's in Rakia? Shabo chama ulavana kochav mazalos kivuin. That's the sun, the moon, the stars, all the constellations. Shenemar v'yiteinu osam Elokim b'Rakia hashamayim. So all those things that we think of as being in the shamayim, the planets and the constellations, those are all in the second level of heaven, known as Rakia. Number three, Shchakim. What's in Shchakim? Shabo Rechayim Omdos V'tochanos L'man L'tzadikim. There's mills that are grinding up man for the tzadikim to eat. Lasid Lavo, in the world to come. Shenemar V'etzav Shchakim Mima'a V'dalte Shamayim Pesach V'yimater Aleyem Man Lechol. So when it talks about the Shchakim, it sounds like over there, there's something for the tzadikim to eat. Now, very interesting. I saw over here that we know that this is actually a question asked by the Aruch HaShulchan Ish Avram in Simin Tuf Chaf Vav in Hilchos Kiddush Levana. So we know the Brachin Kiddush Levana, we say Asher B'ma'ar Maro Barash Chakim, that in God, with God's Ma'amar, with His words, the Chakim were created. And this is obviously a Kiddush Levana, a Bracha on the Levana. So many of the Mefarshim ask over there, Rabbi Akiva Eger actually also references this question, that I don't get it. You just told me, Reish Lakish, that in the Shchakim is where this mill is grinding up mud for tzadikim. In the second heaven, in the Rakia, that's where the Levana is. So why in the Bracha of Kiddush Levana are we saying Asher B'mara Bar Shchakim? We should say Asher B'mara Bar Rakia. Why are we referencing Shchakim if the Levana is not in the Shchakim Rakia? So the Rabbi Akiva Eger references the Sefer Abris, who answers, if you look at the Gemara Sanhedrin, Adaf Men Beza Men Aleph, it notes that the author of the Bracha of Kiddush Levana is Rabbi Yehuda. And we mentioned a couple lines ago that Rabbi Yehuda argues on Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yehuda holds there's actually only two Rakiyas. So this whole discussion of there being seven Rakiyas is not within Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's only two Rakiyas. Okay, if that's the case though, then what's Shchakim? He says, we have a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, in Perek Lamed Aleph, which says, Chukos Yareach V'Kochavim L'Or Laila. It refers to the moon and the stars as Chukos. And therefore, it could be Shchakim, says the Sefer Abris, is a contraction of Shom Chukim. So almost like a misnomer. Shchakim is not referring to the third Rakia. Rather, it's referring to Shchakim is Sham Chukim, that in this firmament, the Rakia, there are the moon, there are the stars, and that's what we mean when we say, Hashem Maramaro, Bara Shchakim. So very interesting that Halacha L'maaseh comes up in the Bracha of Kiddush Levana based on this Gemara. Okay, number four, Zivul. What happens in the heaven of Zivul? Shebo Yushalayim B'Samigdash, Yushalayim Shalmala B'Samigdash, Mizbeach Banoi, there's a Mizbeach that's built, U'michael Hasar HaGadol, Omer U'makavel of Karban. And Michael, the officer, the official, is being makriv, is bringing Karbanos in that Rakia. Shenemar Bana Banisi Beis Zvul, Lach Machon Shittacha Olamim. Sounds like in the Zvul is a place that there's being Karbanos built and offered on his behalf. U'minala Dikri Shemayim. How do I know that Zvul is connected to being one of the heavens? Dichsev, habit mishamayim ure'ei, mizvul kachecha v'tivartacha. So it relates Shamayim to Zvul. So you see Zvul is one of the Shamayims. Number five, Ma'on. What happens in the heaven of Ma'on? Shabo kiso shal malachi ashares, sha'omro shira balayla, v'chashos bayom nekvod nasha Yisrael. Angels hang out in that heaven. What do they do in this heaven? At night they sing Shira, but they're quiet by day out of our honor, because they know that we sing Shira by day, and therefore they wouldn't want to overstep and overshadow us, so they're quiet by day. Shenemar Yomam Yitzava Hashem Chasto. And during the day they do Chesed. How to do Chesed? By being quiet, allowing us to sing Shira. Ubalayla Shira Imi. But at night these Malachim sing Shira. The Marash over here notes that, okay, fine, so the Shira that we sing is mostly by day, because we daven Shachris, we daven Mincha, which are Chiyuvim. Mariv is at night, so aren't we singing Shira at night? But that's only Rishus. So it sounds like from the Gemara that Malachim only sing Shira at night. But we know very famously that when Yaakov Avinu fought the Malach, the Sar Shel Esav, what does the Malach say? He says, Ki Allah Shachar. He says, I gotta go. It became morning. What did that mean? Rashi tells us the Malach had to go sing Shira. So hold on, you're telling me now that Malachim don't only sing Shira at night, and they back off by day, so why was that Malach going to sing Shira in the morning? So the Marsha says, there's two types of angels. Some angels are created new each day. They're like reusable angels, Kavayachal. They're one day angels. Those angels only sing Shira once, and that is only at night. But there's certain Malachim, Michael, Gavriel, those are permanent angels. They're always singing Shira by day and by night as well. Turi Evans says a very similar pshat. And so that Malach by Yaakov Avinu wasn't a one-day Malach. This was a Malach that was a permanent Malach. And therefore, those Malachim could sing Shira even by day. Amar Yish Lakish, Kol Osik B'Torah B'Layla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Alav Chut Shel Chesed B'Yom. If a person learns Torah at night, Hashem will do good for him, will provide him with chesed the next day. Shenemar, Yomatz Yitzav Hashem Chasto, that in the day Hashem will provide you with chesed. Umatam, Yomatz Yitzav Hashem Chasto, why will Hashem provide you chesed by day? Mishum, Ubalayla Shira Imi, because you sing for me Shira at night. As we know, Kisvu Lachem is a Shira Hazos. The Torah, learning Torah is compared to a Shira, is compared to a song. So if we learn Torah at night, it's a very good time to learn Torah, Hashem will do chesed with us the next day. Vikida Amri, Amri Shlokesh Kol Osik B'Torah B'Lamazeh Shudom Alayla. Another interpretation of the pasuk is that if a person learns Torah in this world, which is compared to night, it's dark, because Baruch Hu Moshich Alav Chut Shel Chesed L'Olam Abba Shudom Alayom. Hashem will do good for you, provide you with chesed in the next world, which is compared to light. As we know, back in the world to come, everything will be clear, clear as day. This world is darkness because we don't see things clearly. Everything is foggy. We don't know what Hashem wants from us. We don't see Hashem in our everyday lives. Shenemar, Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasto, Ubalayla Shiri Imi. If we learn Torah in this world, Hashem will provide us with chesed in the next world. Amar Rav Levi, Kol Posik B'Divrei Torah, V'Osik B'Divrei Sicha. If you stop learning Torah and engage in idle chatter, Dvarim B'Talim, Machiroso Gachalei Resamim, Hashem will feed you hot coals. Shenemar, Hakot V'Maluach, if you uproot luach, but it could be like from luchos, you uproot the Torah, alei siach, to go just talk stam, v'sharash v'samim lachmum, your food will be hot coals. Minal dikri shamayim. So now we mentioned that we're still in number 5, in the heaven of Ma'on. How do we know that Ma'on is called a shamayim? Shenemar, hashkifa mi ma'on kadshecha min hashamayim. Hashem gives out to us from his holy place of Ma'on, Min HaShamayim. So you see, Ma'on is one of the Shamayims. Number 6, Machon. What happens in the heaven of Machon? Shabo, Otro, Shalag, Otro, Zbarad, Valias, Talalim, Ra'im, Valias, Gagalim, the Chajah, Shal, Sufa, Sa'aro, Ma'ara, Shal, Kitor, Vidal, Sayin, Esh. It's stored up in there, all the bad types of weather. You have snow and hail, and bad dew and bad rain, and different types of storms and smoke and fire. Shenemar giftach Hashem lecha eso tzaro atov. Rashi says, you see from here that Hashem stores these bad weathers in a certain heaven, and that's what's happening in heaven number 6 in Machon. Says the Gemara, Hani barakia isnu? All these weathers are in the heaven? Hani ba'ar isnu? Aren't they on earth? Dichsiv, haluas Hashem in aretz. We praise Hashem for what's on the aretz. And what's on the aretz? Taninim v'chol tohomos, eish, ubared, shalav, v'kito, ruch, sa'aro, sedem aro. You say this in the Halukas. We list all the bad weathers as they relate to the Aretz. So how can you tell me it's in the sixth heaven? So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, David Bikash Leim Rachamim, V'Ridan La'aretz. They used to be in the heavens, in the sixth heaven, but David, they should be brought down to this world. Why? Amar Lefana, Rabbanu Shel Olam, Lo El Chafetz Rasha Ata, Le'Yegurcha Megurcha Ra, Tzadik Ata Hashem, Le'Yegur Megurcha Ra. Essentially, you know, there are 7 heavens, and as you get higher, they're closer to Hashem. So the 6th heaven is the 2nd to highest one, very close to Hashem. So David says to him, you don't want to be near a Rasha, Hashem. You know, you're sitting on your kisei, and two heavens below you are all these bad things. They shouldn't. It's not bekavadik to you that these things should be so close to you. So he davened that they should be brought down to this world, so that Hashem is not surrounded nearby with these very negative things. How do I know that Machon, the sixth heaven, is called the Shamayim? Dichsiv. V'ata tishma Shamayim, Machon shiftecha. First the Shamayim as Machon shiftecha. So you see Shamayim and Machon. The Machon is the sixth Shamayim. And finally, the seventh Shamayim is Aravos. Shabot, what happens in Aravos? Shabot, all the good midos. Shabot tzedek, umishpat, righteousness, justice, tzedakah, Uginze chayim, storage of life, uginze shalom, and peace, uginze bracha, unishmasan shal tzadikim, the souls of tzadikim, aruchos and neshamos, shasid libaros, and spirits and neshamas that will eventually be created, vital and dew, shasa kizbarachu lachas, but mesim, a special dew that Hashem will use to resurrect the dead. Now we're going to go through each pasuk for each of these midos, and how we see that they're so close to God, because remember, this is the seventh heaven. This is the one right next to God. So we need proofs that all of these things are so closely connected to God Himself. So tzedek u'mishpat dichsev, tzedek u'mishpat machon kisecha. So tzedek u'mishpat are right next to the kisei hakavod. So if that's where God sits, it makes sense that the tzedek u'mishpat are right next to Him. Tzedaka dichsev v'yalvesh tzedaka kisirion. Hashem wears tzedakah as His armor. So He literally, if He's wearing it, it makes sense that tzedakah is very closely affiliated with God Himself. Gidzei chayim, tichsiv, ki imcha mekor chayim. That the source of chayim is from God Himself. So clearly that's very close to God. Gidzei shalom, tichsiv, yikra lo Hashem shalom. Hashem is called shalom. So if that's one of His names that's intertwined with God Himself. Gidzei bracha, tichsiv, yisa bracha me'es Hashem. Bracha emanates from God Himself. So you see, bracha is right next to God. Nishmas shel tzadikim, dichsiv, v'aisa nefesh adoni tzurura b'tzura chayim es Hashem elokecha. We know that the neshama of tzadikim are intertwined with God Himself. Like we say with Elovaya, that's b'tzura hachayim, that Hashem and the neshamas of tzadikim are very much intertwined. Ruchos u'neshama shasid libaros. What about spirits and winds that Hashem will eventually create? Dichsiv, ki ruach mufana ya'atof. The neshamos ani asisi, Hashem adorns Himself in these ruchos and the neshamos that He creates. So these are very closely affiliated with God Himself. Vital shasid kashbarchu lahachis b'mesim, and the dew that Hashem will eventually resurrect the dead with. The chsiv geshem nedavos tanif elokim nachlascha v'nila ata konanta. So you see that in this pasuk that Hashem is tanif elokim nachlascha, that He uses this dew. It's emanating this geshem. It's from him. It's coming from God Himself. Now, once we're talking about things that are very close to God, we mentioned the seven heavens, but there's more than that. What else is next to God? Sham ofanim usrafim chayos hakodesh, heavenly celestial beings, umalchei hashareis and angels, kisei hakavod, melch kel chai ram v'nisa shochein aleihem, and above all, obviously, is God Himself who's sitting on His throne. So we said, Ba'aravos, how do we know that, or Shenemar, the Bach erases the word Ba'aravos, Shenemar, Sol Rochev Ba'aravos Be Shemo, that we see that Aravos is the heaven that's right next to God. How do we know the seventh heaven, Aravos, is called the Shemayim? How do we know this? Amaravavahu, Asya Rechiva Rechiva. We learn a hekesh from the word rechiva. Ksiv hacha sol rochiv ba'aravos. Ksiv hasam rochiv shamayim be'ezraka. So you see that the word rochiv is used by aravos and also shamayim. So you see that aravos is one of the shamayims. Now what else is going on right near God? V'choshech ba'anan ba'arafel ma'kifin oso. Darkness and clouds and smoke and all types of darkness are surrounding him. Shenemar yashes choshech sisro sivosav sukaso chashchas mayim aveshchakim. So all this is right around God. It says the Gemara, Mika Chashucha Kamishmaya. You're telling me that there's darkness around God? Does it even make sense to say there's darkness surrounding God? V'haksiv. But don't we have a pasuk in Daniel which says, Hu Galia Mikasa, Umisasra Yada, Mabachashocha, Unahora Imeshrei. That there might be there this revelation, a deep revelation. Hashem knows of all the darkness, but Nahora Imeshrei. But the light is with Him. So from the pasuk, you see that darkness is something God obviously created, obviously he's involved with, but in terms of what's closest to him, that's light, not darkness. How can you say that what's closest to God is choshech? Says the Gemara, lo kasha, ha vebate gavai, ha vebate barai. Right, we had this earlier on Daf Hey, with respect to does God cry or not, we said he only cries in his inner chambers. So here too, we say, in his inner chambers, it's only light. But, and a little bit, Bati Barai, a little farther out, then there's darkness as well. Remember, Racha Bar Yaakov, Od Rakia Echad, now we're in Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Od Rakia Echad, Yish Lamala Mirasha Echayos, there's almost like an eighth heaven above the heads of the celestial beings, Dichsiv, B'dumus Al Rosh Echaya, Rakia, and it's Ke'en HaKerach HaNorah, it's like a very icy, awesome place. Ad Kan Yish L'cha Rishus L'daber, we've mentioned seven or possibly eight heavens. Until this point, we've had permission to discuss. Mikan ve'ilech, above that, Eilecha Rishus L'daber. We don't talk about it anymore. Shekein Kasev B'Sefer Ben Sira. Because says in the Sefer Ben Sira, which is an individual who lived the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, B'mufla Mimcha Al Tidrosh. Something that's too wondrous for you, don't try to expound. B'chusim Mimcha, something that's covered for you, Al Tachkor. Don't try to delve into it too much. B'masho Rishasa, his bonin in lecha isek binistaros. Essentially, you would think that this whole thing for us is really binistaros, but as the Gemara records what we've set up until now. But past that, closer to God that you get beyond these rakiyas, we don't have any involvement in things that are so secret like this. So we mentioned what we mentioned, but beyond that, we have psukim that indicate to us that we don't go beyond what we can comprehend. Okay, we'll stop there.